Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are in the middle of an Iron Man story arc, so let's get right back to the story.
So on to the next issue, issue 21, The Replacement. This is another one that kind of confused me at first, seeing Iron Man boxing.
Well, this cover, I just want to point out, looks like the number 269 of Wonder Woman from 1980. So I thought that was really cool. Like, I first looked at it, and it's Iron Man going, "I quit," throwing off his mask. And it immediately recalled to me that Wonder Woman cover. So I thought that was pretty cool. Because it was probably either the same artist or inspired by the same artist.
Yeah,
because it was only about, like, 11 years apart. But I immediately saw that cover, and I was like, that looks like the Wonder Woman cover I really like.
Where she quits.
Yeah. Number 269, you guys should read it. And, yeah, so
we'll read it out here eventually.
And so, yeah, this confused me when we went inside. We saw Wonder Woman getting the crap kicked out of
Iron Man. Iron Man getting crap kicked out of him? That would be really confusing if you opened it up and had Wonder Woman.
Open up Iron Man and Wonder Woman's in there.
We had Iron Man getting the crap kicked out of him boxing.
Yeah.
The text didn't really explain it.
No, not at first.
I thought about it.
On the text?
Because it said, but dreams aren't limited to slumber. Sometimes for the better and for the worse, they live constantly within a man, a dancing version in his mind's eye. So I got it very clearly. There is something going on where Iron Man is someone else, or this is a visual Iron Man something else.
Okay. I did not.
I read that twice, and I just thought my hangover was worse than I thought, and kept going.
this might not be Iron Man, but it's someone wanting to be like him.
Okay. That gets confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we immediately find out on the next page.
Yeah. This is a prize fighter, Eddie March. This is his introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And he is known as Eddie the Iron Man March. So I'm like, oh, okay. Now I get it. Yeah. But he is fighting, and he knows that Tony Stark is in the crowd, and that Tony Stark wanted to see Eddie fight specifically. And so, since Eddie knows that Tony is the benefactor of Iron Man, he wants to impress him.
Yeah, it was very important for him.
Yes, so, because his corner coach, or whatever they're called,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called now.
I have no idea. I don't
corner watch. Corner coach sounds right.
Okay.
Go with it.
He's basically telling him that, you know, you took one too many hits, you're off, you need to stop.
We're done.
Like, we're going to call it. Like, you're having all these pains. We need to stop this. And he's like, no, Tony Stark's in the crowd. I want to impress him. And so, against his better judgment, he lets him do one more round. And he just starts getting pummeled again.
And then he's down.
He gets knocked down.
And we're like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's like, this is
completely... Eddie March, no! And he's actually pictured as Iron Man.
Yeah, because it's all, again, still on his head.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing this from the visual of Eddie March's mind.
The guy he's fighting is all cocky. He's all like, yeah, I got him, whatever, yeah. As Eddie's getting up, the guy goes to turn around, and Eddie just pops him in the jaw, and he knocks him out of the ring to unconsciousness. So Eddie wins, mm-hmm. which is great. We see Tony and Happy in the crowd. And
it seems like Happy works in boxing
now. Yeah, well, Happy's the one that knows Eddie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's working in boxing or if it's just
knows.
They just know each other
at some point in the past, and so that's how Happy was able to get Tony there, to the point where he also was able to get Tony to the locker room afterwards. But as we go into the locker room, we see a doctor looking over Eddie March and basically telling him that you've got blood clots in your head. You cannot fight anymore. If you do, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of... Eddie's not happy with this. He's actually kind of sad because this is his life. And he basically says that, you know, I can't... Professionally, I can't let you do this. Like, you have to stop. So, as Eddie's getting dressed, he goes back outside to the paparazzi, the reporters, and lets them know that, you know, this was my last fight. Like, I am retiring.
But he's very concerned that people will judge him or people will think he's washed up, so he's trying not to let anyone know that he's hurt.
Yes.
He wants to put on a very strong front that this is my choice because I'm going to do something else.
Yep. which I think is smart. That's really smart on his part. But then he sees Happy, and Happy introduces him to Tony, and they just start chatting. And once Tony hears that he's retiring, he's like, well, if you're looking for any kind of job, like I might be able to use you for like security or something at my place. And he's like, I might consider that. So Tony heads home, but on his way home, he drives by Cord Factory.
Yep. He thinks about Janice and goes by Cord Factory.
Yeah. And as he pulls up, he hears Janice screaming. And we see that the Crimson Dynamo is...
who we thought was dead.
Yeah. I think at this point he had died or he had drowned. Yes. But he is... I don't get this. Because it looks like he's attacking Janice for really no particular reason other than just there.
She, well, because they're on.
Let's not get there.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand this panel now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this panel is just like, why are you, for some reason, the Crimson Dynamo is just attacking Janice.
He's there and attacking.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah. Iron Man pops in and they start the fight. The Dynamo gets the upper hand on Iron Man because, like we said in the previous issues, Iron Man's not giving it his all. Dynamo runs away. Tony starts to chase him, but gets distracted by a chunk of whatever was on the ceiling coming down, falling in front of him. And once he gets done with all that and clears the debris, he realizes that the Crimson Dynamo is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rushes off. We find out that it was just a test. I guess we find out now and not issues later. But the
cut to another place in Janice Cord's factory.
Mm-hmm. We find out that Alex Niven, the scientist, is the Crimson Dynamo.
What? And
this was part of his what he was trying to do. This is what he's been working on in his lab.
Yeah.
All his secret projects
mm-hmm. late at night. Yep. When Janice is like, why are you here so late? What's going on?
And it really seems like if he did this like in mid-morning, no, it would be better because she's not around to... Because every time he does something...
She's there at night. Just do the stuff during the day, during work hours.
Yeah,
don't do your work during work hours, guys. That would just be crazy.
Hey, to be fair, I didn't do squat the last week of work. I read comics the last week of work. And I got paid for it. So, but we find out that he used to be an apprentice to Professor Vanko, who was the original Crimson Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
And now he took it upon himself to go after Tony and Iron Man for what they did to Vanko. And so we will hear more of them here in a bit.
Yeah. But bad boys be bad.
Bad boys be bad.
Bad boys be bad. He's all like, I need to get back for my...
My mentor.
Mentor. Yeah, that was the word.
Meanwhile, Tony decides that he is going to quit as Iron Man
mm-hmm.
because he can't handle this halfway there, halfway not, and he wants a normal life. And so they're like, we know the perfect guy.
Yep.
Let's get the boxer who can be Iron Man who just retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Him and Happy are talking about that.
Yep.
Yes. Not realizing he has a brain injury.
They don't know.
Or blood clots in his brain.
They don't know, and Eddie purposely doesn't tell anybody about it. So Tony goes to meet up with Eddie and basically says, hey, if you're interested, Iron Man's going to be gone for a while. Would you like to step in and be Iron Man?
And Eddie's like, I get to be Iron Man and a hell hero? Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah.
So they do some training.
Which is super sad because everyone else is like, but your brain.
Yeah. But are we more worried about Tony Stark and his heart? Somebody we've known for
I'm just couple, worried about everyone. Years,
or this guy we just met who...
I'm worried about everyone.
That's fair.
Okay, you guys might not be. I'm like over here worried about everyone. I worry about
some people. If you're in my immediate circle, I worry about you.
So I take it Tony's in your immediate circle. Eddie, not so much.
I don't give a crap about Tony. I'm a DC guy.
All right.
But so after what, weeks of tests, months of tests.
Eddie is training.
Yeah.
And Tony takes out Janice.
Yeah. Like he's finally got to the point where, all right, I can live.
I've got
to
try
and live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts taking Janice out more and more to the point where everybody sees them as a couple.
And Alex is all jelly like a teenager.
But yeah, so Alex, he's all brooding now. He's all mad because he hasn't seen Janice in a while, which you would think would be good because now she's not
in his business.
Yeah.
Like, you can go all she in can your actually,
he can
work.
Actually work on his
Crimson
his project.
Dynamo.
But he does suit up as a Dynamo to go and basically draw out Iron Man. And he does, but this is Eddie March Iron Man, which I will say, I should probably say this now, didn't know there was another person under the mask. I always thought it was Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Tony Stark said it wasn't Tony Stark, I knew it was Tony Stark. Because he does in Avengers Disassembled.
Yes.
He was, at that point, Iron Man was a bodyguard again, and it wasn't him. But, you know, I never knew somebody else.
There was someone actually, else actually under there.
Yeah.
At one point.
Back to the thing at hand, though.
For a fight.
Yes.
So for a fight, Eddie March is in the Iron Man suit.
And he goes to this...
Boat.
This pier. This supposedly abandoned pier. Where this giant freighter's there. And he sees all these guys on this... the boat with these guns. He starts to attack them. Because apparently they're bringing in something illegal. And the Crimson Dynamo shows up. That's what it was. Okay. Let me backtrack a little bit. March gets...
He gets an assignment from Tony to go check out the boat.
That's what it was.
And then he's there fighting the bad guys and checking out the boat. And then...
Crimson Dynamo shows up
to fight Iron Man because...
He's super focused on Janice.
He wants to stop Iron Man. In the fight, they knock over this crate that goes falling into the ocean.
And they call out specifically that one crate.
Yeah, that crate becomes important in the next issue. Mm-hmm. So
that crate is busted. It's busted loose. It mustn't be lost. And then we don't know what it is.
It falls down into the murky depths of the Hudson, as they say.
Fools!
Yeah. So they're attacking both the Dynamo and Iron Man, all these guys on the boat, while Iron Man and Dynamo are fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, damaging everything. But as this is happening, Iron Man gets a nice punch in the face. And it kind of...
It rattles him.
It knocks him for a minute. And Tony he's on a antenna talking to Eddie. And as he's trying to get hold of him, but Eddie's kind of stopped talking because
he just got
his bells wrong. But then he gets a call from the doctor, Eddie's doctor. And the doctor lets Tony know that he's got blood clots.
And he can't fight.
Yeah.
Or he will die. And Tony's like, oh, crap.
If I'd known this.
I wouldn't have hired him to be Iron Man. Yeah.
So he rushes off, gets his spare suit, and...
Well, it's not his spare suit. It's his original suit. He made a new one for Eddie, we find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So Eddie actually had his own Iron Man suit.
Which is even better. That's even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony Stark, we know in the movies, always making those suits was he always made those suits.
Yeah.
He's like whipping out suits left and right. Eddie needs a suit, you got it.
But so, you know, he's trying to rush off to the pier to go save Eddie while Eddie and Iron Man and Crimson Dynamo are fighting. And it's kind of Eddie's just trying to give it one last go. He's like, I gotta stop this, even if it kills me. Like, I have to stop this.
Because that's his whole thing is, I don't quit.
Nope.
Eddie never quits, even when he probably should.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie had just gotten, at the beginning of this, we saw it. Eddie was knocked down. They counted to 8. Like,
yeah.
And you only get to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, bam! And that other guy's face knocked him out of the ring. But we also know that he has blood clots, and at this almost to last panel, we see Eddie on the ground, and we're like, what's going on?
Like,
no,
like, you gotta get up. Get up, Iron Man.
Get up, Eddie Iron Man.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Iron Man story arc.